I'm always pretty hesitant about trying to stand. But I desire your prayers. Don't want to stand and struggle, have a hard time. Let the Lord be in it. Don't want to just stand just to be doing it. But just appreciate the Lord. He's good to us. I'm thankful I'm saved. And he's far better than me than what I deserve. But this scripture come on our heart this morning on our way to church. And I thought it might have just been for me. I got here tonight and the choir was practicing that song, Keep On. And it got on me. When I was sitting there, and they got to singing it. It got all over me. And it's just hard for me to keep my seat then. But I ain't never been one to stand and pop up. But I tell you, I'm glad that the Lord encouraged us along the way. And if I had a thought tonight, it'd be hold on. You just pray for us just for a few minutes. I'll try not to hold you very long at all. I don't have nothing but just a few verses anyway. May just read this and testify a minute or two and sit down. But you just pray for us. In 2 Samuel, 23rd chapter, begin reading at the 8th verse. 2 Samuel 23, and begin reading in verse number 8. The Bible reads like this. These be the names of the mighty men whom David had, the Tachmonite that sat in the seat, chief among the captains. The same was Adino the Eznite. He lifted up his spear against 800, whom he slew at one time. After him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, an Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David. When they defiled the Philistines that were gathered together to battle, the men of Israel were gone away. He arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave to the sword. The Lord wrought a great victory that day. The people returned after him only to spoil. And that's all we'll read tonight. Boy, I thought about that on my way to church this morning, about old Eleazar. The Bible said that he was there battling with the Philistines, and he battled till his hand had grown weary, and his hand had clave to the sword. Now I thought about that. Just hold on. I tell you, we're in a battle. Whether you believe it or whether you have it or not, we're in a battle. Scripture teaches me that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power, spiritual wickedness in high places. And I tell you, we're in a battle. Boy, Eleazar, the Bible said, just kept in there and stayed with it. And I tell you what's been good to me and what's been a statue and a pillar in my life is to see folks and just stay with God. In spite of adversity, I'm telling you, boy, it's been a blessing in my life to see folks and just hold on. Amen. I tell you, I find there Apostle Paul said in one place, and I ain't got there yet, but he said whatsoever state he was in, he was going to be content. And I tell you, sometimes I get weary. Sometimes I feel like what's the use? But I tell you, I'm just going to hold on. Amen. The Bible teaches me, amen, not to grow weary in well-doing. What if we'll reap in due season? What if we'll faint not? I'm glad tonight, amen, it'll pay off, amen. I thank God as a child of God. Oh, well, just hold on. Stay in the battle. Stay with God. I tell you, the devil will want us to give up. Well, the devil will say, just give in. Oh, but I tell you, amen, thank God. I'm glad a few along the way, all that I've crossed paths with, all that shared experiences with me, all that I've seen their lives, all that just hang on, amen. Amen, just hold on. I find in one place the Bible says this. He said, those that sow their seed in tears, he said, and no doubt shall come again, rejoicing, bringing their sheaves with them. I'm telling you, that, well, there's a blessing in this. Amen, if you just stay with it. Amen, the Bible said that no man, having put his hand in the plow, amen, looking back's even fit for the kingdom of God. So by the grace of God, church, let's just hold on. Let's stand fast in the faith and stand unmovable in the work of God. Amen. Amen, Brother Jeff. Amen. Apostle Paul, amen, said in one place, he said, I go down bound to Jerusalem. He said, not even knowing the things that'll befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth, amen, every city, that bonds and afflictions, amen, abide me. But you know what he went on to say? He said, none of these things move me. Amen. In other words, he said, I'm just going to hold on. Amen. I tell you, I don't know what else lies ahead. Amen. Sometimes when I look at the circumstances that I'm facing day to day, I don't know sometimes, but by the grace of God, I just want to hold on. Amen. Let none of those things sway me from doing that that God had had me do. I'm telling you, oh, if we're just hold on, amen. Amen, it'll pay off. Amen, Apostle Paul went on to say, and I believe the reason he could say that was, the reason he could say that none of those things moved him, he said he didn't count his life dear to himself. I'm telling you, Brother Jeff, amen, oftentimes I've prayed, God, let my life be spent for the cause of Christ. I read over there in his word where it said we were created, amen, for his pleasure. Amen. I tell you, oh, if it takes me going through hard times, amen, if it takes me going through some bad circumstances, amen, to bring honor and glory to my Lord and King, I want to be like Eliezer. Amen. I'm not fighting the battle for myself, amen, but I want to be one of, amen, the Lord, one of the King's mighty men. Amen. If that's what it takes to stay in the battle, to stay in a fight, I just want to hold on, amen, cleave to the sword, stay with the word of God, amen. I tell you what, it'll pay off one day after a while, amen. Amen. The Bible said, oh, let's work while it's day, for the night cometh when no man can work. Amen. I'm telling you, church, we ought to just hold on. You say, well, what's the use? Folks don't like to come to church like they used to. Folks don't care nothing about the house of God and the things of God like they used to. I'm telling you, like David said, he said, is there not a cause? Certainly there is. Amen. There's going to be giants along the way. There's going to be battles we're going to face. But I'm telling you, one day after a while, it'll be worth it after all. I'm telling you, let's just hold on. Amen. Hold on. Get in this thing. Stay with God. I want to see folks saved. How about you? Amen. Over there, you find where Nehemiah, the Bible said, got a burden when he'd heard how things were back in his homeland, back in Jerusalem. Amen, Brother Jeff. Amen, you know the story, how that Nehemiah got over there and God's hand was on him and God blessed him and they got to rebuilding the walls of the city. Amen, they faced adversity. Amen, those men over there that was the governors and set up to be in charge over there in that day, they'd even mocked them and ridiculed them. They made fun of what was going on. I'm telling you, amen, there's a lot of folks in the society today. They'll mock us. They'll make fun of us. Amen, but they don't realize just what we're holding on to. I'm telling you, the church is worth it. It's worth every mile. Amen, it's worth every tear. It's worth every heartache. It's worth every struggle. Just hold on and stay with God. Amen. Oh, Nehemiah, Amen. They got over there and it got to a point, amen, where they'd been mocked so much and ridiculed so much that they got to worrying about the enemy coming in and trying to get in against them while they were doing their work. And the Bible said that they got to a point, amen, a point where they worked with one hand, but they clave to their weapon with their other hand. Amen. In other words, they just held on. Amen. They was determined in their heart that they wasn't going to let the enemy tear down what they was involved in. Amen. I'm telling you, oh, the devil, he'll try to defeat you. He'll try to come at you. But you better just hold on. Amen. It'll pay off. Amen. I'm telling you, we read that in the book of Isaiah over and over and over. We hear it quoted. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings like eagles. They'll run and not grow weary, Brother Jeff. And they'll walk and they'll faint not. And folks will shout about that, saying, well, I'm just sitting here waiting on God. But you know that word wait, it means serve as well. When you go out to a restaurant to eat, some of you may already had one time today, but you know that person that come and serve your table, they were either a waiter or a waitress. That word waits to mean serve. And I tell you what, I believe the Lord was wanting us to know those that serve Him, He'll renew their strength. Certainly I'm waiting on Him. Amen. To answer some prayers in my life. But while I'm waiting on Him, I'm still a serving Him. I'm still going to hold on. I'm still going to go on. Folks might say it's foolish. I've had folks say, why don't you quit? I ain't found no place to. I'm just going to hold on, amen. Heard folks say, if I was you, I'd just give up. I ain't found no place to give in. Maybe I'm stubborn. Maybe I'm ignorant. Never was much of a fighter, Brother Jeff. I tell you what, I took a lot of whoopings. Amen. But I tell you, it's hard to keep me down. I'd always get back up. You might bust my nose and black my eye, but I was going to get back up. I wasn't going to wimp out and lay down. And I tell you what, it's going to take more than what the devil's thrown at me. By the grace of God, I'm just going to hold on. I ain't going to wimp out. I'm going to stick with God. He'll send reinforcements if I trust in Him. Amen. Well, I tell you, seen people along the way. Oftentimes we'll get a little pity party. We'll think our situation's worse. Boy, the Lord's allowed me to cross paths with people. And I look at their situation. And I say, God, I ain't going through nothing compared to what they've went through. And if they can hold on, surely I can. I tell you, I remember growing up, Brother Jeff, as a teenage boy, me and my brother next to me done got. We didn't go to church, and Mom didn't go to church much, but it never swayed my daddy. Oh, every time Sunday rolled around, we didn't ask him where he's going, what he's doing. We knew he's going to the house of God. Come Wednesday night, we knew where he's going. You let a revival come up somewhere, we knew where he's going. And I tell you what, he just held on. And I tell you what, it might not look like much back then, but it instilled something in my heart just to hold on, amen. Boy, I want to hold on. Well, Eleazar stayed in that battle. Fought them Philistines. Fought against the enemy. Folks probably looking at him like he was crazy. Saying, boy, he ain't getting nothing accomplished. He ain't getting much done. But he wasn't fighting for himself. He was fighting for David. He had love for David. I believe he's one of those mighty men that when David was athirst over there in that cave, he was one of those that broke through the armies of the enemy there. Amen. To go and get him some water. He didn't do it for his own self. Didn't do it for his own benefit. I'll tell you tonight, I'm not up here to toot my own horn. I'm not up here because I chose to do this. But God Almighty called me into this. He recruited me. And I want to stay with him. Amen. I ran from it for about 11 years. If I'd known I'd want to enjoy it this much, I'd have started a lot sooner. By now, I probably could have been somewhere in my ministry if I'd have started back then when he called me. I ain't looking to amount no much of a preacher and make a name for myself. I just want to hold on. I just want to hold on. Might not make an impact on the most popular person's life, but boy, if I could just touch one person, if I could make a difference in one person's life, it'd be worth it all. One little person. Well, if they'd look at me and say, boy, I tell you, it made a difference in my life, an impact on my life. Oh, it'd be worth it all. If I got to heaven and everybody else was surrounded by folks thinking, and I just had one to come up and tell me, oh, I appreciated what you done. I tell you, it'd be worth it all. I'm telling you, because I'm in this for the King. I'm in this for the long haul. I ain't in this to give up and give out. I just want to hold on, amen. I told you tonight I might not have much. Might not do that much but testify. That was heavy on my heart. Maybe it was just for me. I tell you what, tonight, I don't know about anybody else. Sometimes you don't ever know what people's going through. You don't know what somebody's facing when that alarm clock goes off. And it's time for, we take it for granted a lot of times. We come in here to church with a smile on our face. I tell you, I've done it plenty of time with a smile on my face. My heart be broke, all the pieces on the inside. Alarm clock go off. And I'll just confess this morning, I'll be honest with you, I didn't feel like getting out of bed this morning. Didn't feel like coming this morning, but as I got going down the road, Lord, give me a scripture. Give me this thought, and I got to rejoice coming to church this morning. And Mark, good pastor, come and preach about Job. Here's exactly what I needed this morning. And I tell you, it stirred my heart. You say, well, I preacher, I wouldn't admit that. I tell you what, every one of us, every once in a while, needs a little stirred. Every once in a while, we all need a little encouragement along the way. Every once in a while, we go through things we feel like giving up. We just need somebody just to tell us just to hold on. Stand to your feet tonight. I don't know whatever Brother Jeff feels like doing.